Marty, a lot to get to, and I want to start with a big news story, an unfortunate story for the transition at Las Cruces Public Schools. We're at it again, just 2.5 years after Dr. Gregory Ewing was appointed as superintendent. The surprise news this week that he is resigning, and this comes just a week or so after a contract extension and a raise.
Yeah, exactly. The timing is really peculiar, and hopefully some of this will be ferreted out as we go along. We got wind of this about a day in advance, and the rumor kind of reached our newsroom. And Richard Coltharp, our publisher, actually went to the school board meeting yesterday. There was not a lot of meat to that meeting as far as finding out why or anything like that. But Steven Sanchez is the interim superintendent. He was also interim superintendent between Stan Rounds and the arrival of Greg Ewing in 2016. And so he's familiar with that, with the territory, but there's no word yet from LCPS or the school board on where we go from here and what their plans are.
I'm sure we'll have some updates on that. Richard was busy this week. Your publisher, Richard Coltharp, he wrote a column, and this was one where he asked readers to give him some response to a question, and that is, possible solutions to mass shootings.
Right. And he really said, you know, don't overthink it and don't override it. Just whatever comes off the top of your head, whether it's feasible or not, just send them in. Send some of these suggestions in. And he said, over a dozen responses. And even he says, you know, some of these aren't possible, or maybe they're not even constitutionally feasible. But he separated it out into registration related, security related, mental health related, guns and ammunition related, and other. And, you know, somebody suggested that we just have public executions.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know, things like that. But it's interesting, and he did get a pretty good response, and he's not judging him, and he's just saying this is what people are
thinking.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
exactly.
Which can be very interesting. We've done a lot of reporting on this and tried to present some stories that show research based ways to try to address this issue. So we'll look for Richard's column this week in the Las Cruces Bulletin. In the arts this week, you have some striking photos of some oil paintings, and you profile an artist.
Jerry Hernandez of Las Cruces. And the interesting thing about him is he starts with black canvas, and frankly, I'm not a painter, so I'm not all too familiar with that. But he starts from black, and then he adds the light and the colors. And when you see these in color in the paper, I think you're going to do a double take, because they are beautiful landscape, mostly from the Southwest and also up in from the Northwest. And some of his travels around in the western part of the states. And he's a native of Las Cruces, a 1990 graduate of Mayfield High School. He retired earlier this year after 26 years with the City of Las Cruces Utilities Department. And like a lot of retirees, he's going back to, you know, his first love. And sometimes that's arts or other hobbies, but now he's full-time oil painter, and pretty striking images.
All right. We wrap up with business this week, and a new club is opening inside of the Ramada near the university, and this will expand the city's nightlife options, I see.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's not a very late town. We know that, but but a lot of students and even older people like to stay out past 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And this would be, and they're going to have music, and they're going to have other events. And
and what's the name of the club?
It's called Club 30.
Club 30.
At the Ramada. And so just another option for people to go socialize and just and be entertained. So it's really the Ramada, of course, is still the Ramada, but it's a new business.
All right. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.